The Straits Shores municipal government will not confirm or deny whether its mayor and two councillors have resigned their positions, but CHMA has learned that all three have resigned and another councillor has been banned from entering the municipal office, leaving the council unable to function. Councillor Andy McGregor says he first learned of the resignation of Mayor Jason Stokes on February 20th in a special meeting of council chaired by Deputy Mayor Anna Marie Boyd. The meeting had been called to discuss a code of conduct complaint levied at McGregor and included the Straits Shores CAO, clerk, and all council members except for Mayor Jason Stokes.
At the onset of that meeting, Councillor Boyd, who is deputy mayor, read a statement saying that Mayor Stokes had resigned, and as a result of that resignation, she would be assuming the position of mayor moving forward, and for all purposes for that meeting as well.
McGregor says he was surprised to learn of Stokes' resignation at the meeting on February 20th. No notice of the resignation has yet been posted by the municipality, and Mayor Stokes has not responded to email inquiries sent by CHMA, though CAO Donna Hipditch did reply to one such message sent to the mayor's email address. After Deputy Mayor Anna Marie Boyd announced Stokes' resignation on February 20th, the meeting then moved in camera to discuss the Code of Conduct complaint. Those proceedings were held in private under a section of the Local Government Act which allows councils to discuss human resources matters out of public scrutiny. After the closed in-camera session ended, council then proceeded to pass a motion publicly, which included strong sanctions against McGregor.
They came to the conclusion that I would be forbidden from contacting any municipal staff member, councillors. I would be forbidden from entering the municipal office. And and as a result of that, not allowed to attend council meetings, therefore not being able to, you know, fulfill my obligation as a councillor to the people of Straits Shores. And there would be a third-party investigation.
The sanctions against McGregor fall outside those defined in the Straits Shores Code of Conduct bylaw, and it's not clear if they are legal. CHMA has requested a copy of the motion or motions passed on February 20th, but Straits Shores Clerk Angela Grant denied that request based on the fact that part of the meeting was held in camera. McGregor says he has also not received a copy of the exact motion.
I've asked for something in writing. I've asked for all this to be put down on paper so I, you know, can have a look at it and better understand it. And that hasn't happened yet. And it's, been 4 or 5 days since then. Still haven't received anything in writing.
While McGregor was at CHMA for an interview on Monday afternoon, he received two emails from fellow councillors Stacey Jones and Tanya Haynes, both announcing their respective resignations from the small municipal council. Jones and Haynes had the two votes in favour of the Code of Conduct sanctions against McGregor on February 20th. CHMA reached out to Jones and Haynes for comment on why they decided to resign at this time. Haynes has not yet replied, and Jones replied to say she has no further comment. McGregor is new to the Straits Shores Municipal Council, winning a by-election in December and being sworn in at a meeting in January. At his first regular meeting, the new councillor brought forward 12 different motions, many of which concerned the policies and procedures of how the municipality and its municipal council run. At the end of the sometimes tense meeting, McGregor also made a statement asserting the power of the council to run the municipality. The sanction motion passed on February 20th seems to prevent McGregor from performing the duties of a councillor and goes beyond what is listed in the municipality's Code of Conduct bylaw as possible sanctions that could be imposed by council.
The bylaw is listed on the website. You can see it, and it lays it all out. And, you know, you can argue most of them one way or the other. But if you look at number 5, it says sanctions, which are, you know, the penalties that can be bestowed upon somebody who breaks the bylaw. I mean, they go anywhere from a letter of reprimand to a letter of apology, maybe some training. You know, they can, you know, hold back my pay. I mean, this is what you can do. And, I mean, nowhere does it say you can strip somebody of their democratically bestowed right to represent the taxpayers of your community. I mean, that's absurd. I mean, this whole thing is absurd.
Municipal government expert in politics, Professor Jeff Martin, says that while provincial governments have the power to remove councillors from duty, municipal councils themselves do not. Martin says that the situation in Strait Shores could leave the municipality with a provincially appointed supervisor instead of an elected council for more than a year.
It sounds like we're inevitably looking at the appointment of an administrator to come in and run things for a certain period of time until a new council can be constituted.
And that period of time could last until May 2026, when province-wide municipal elections are due to be held. There is one earlier opportunity to fill the three vacant Strait Shores Council seats, a by-election in April held by Elections NB. But the agency requires a copy of a council resolution declaring the vacancies, something which is no longer possible since the resignations of Stokes, Jones, and Haynes.
If you have a resignation en masse situation, which denies a quorum to the council, then there must be a provision that allows the municipal staff to inform the provincial government that there are openings, and then they need to get them on the by-election list for April. Because otherwise you're looking for an intendancy, basically, or a provincial administrator to run things for, 14 months or 15 months, which is not a good situation. But I think it sounds to me like that's what's going to happen.
The deadline to provide Elections NB with confirmation of the vacancies on Strait Shores Council is this Friday, February 28th. But without a quorum on their council, it's unclear how that will happen. If the April round of by-elections is missed, Strait Shores will remain without a functional council until province-wide elections in May 2026. Deputy Mayor Anna Marie Boyd told CHMA Monday that she had no comment because events were fluid and she did not want to give false information. McGregor says he has been in touch with the Department of Environment and Local Government for advice.
I'm hoping I hear from the Department of Local Government who can, extend a little leadership and expertise here and help us, because we need help. We need help to get through this. We can get through it, but we need help. We can't obviously do it on our own. Like I said, I've sent emails, phone calls, and I just hope to God we hear something back from them soon.
That's Strait Shores Councillor Andy McGregor speaking to CHMA on Monday. CHMA has learned that Strait Shores Mayor Jason Stokes, as well as Councillors Stacey Jones and Tanya Haynes, have all resigned from their positions on council. That leaves the council with two remaining members, not enough to make quorum, and so unable to function. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.